Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's an old saying, and I've heard people say this, and I even heard Eric Wood talk about this before when we were at a roast one time, and he was up on the stage, and he said somebody else had said this to him. It's not like a new thing or he created it, but it's a saying. It's basically, the days are long, but the years are short, right? I mean, things just fly, man. Holy cow. It's like, oh, today I'm dreading it. I got this going on and that going on. I got to work or go to this thing that I don't want to do, whatever it is, right? It just always feels like that a lot of times. And then suddenly you wake up and it's week 10 of 2025. Like, where the hell did the season go, man? Seriously. Crazy. Week 10 of 2025.
It went by in a blink.
I mean, yeah. Football is, like, I cover football. I love football, right? So I think that's part of this, what I'm about to say. Like, it's different maybe for me and others out there listening than it is for many others. But it just seems way too long to wait, like that wait and anticipation in football for the season. And then it really is kind of the shortest season, Joe, right, of all the seasons, of all the professional sports leagues. They start regular season, now I'm talking. They start in September, and then the playoffs begin in January. So September, October, November, December. You think about baseball, you're going from April through August.
Yeah.
You think about basketball, you're going from November through May. You think about hockey, it's October through May. Baseball, and for right reason, right? It's a very physical sport. It's why you only play 17 games. It's why you only have one game a week. But it really is like the wait for football is so long. And then it's like that, it's like Thanksgiving dinner, right? You wait, you're like, oh my God, it smells so good. I can't wait. And then literally like 45 minutes after you sit down, you're like, oh my God, it's all done.
Yeah.
It's totally done.
You just feel gluttonous after, like you consumed way too much. Like it just overdid it. Yeah. That's exactly. It's insane. I feel like it was yesterday we were sitting here talking about the Bills matchup with the Dolphins the first time around.
Yes.
And here we are for the second time in week 10. So it went super fast.
Do you remember what the conversation was surrounding that week, that game?
We were doing a lot of Miami memories. I remember that. The rivalry between the two teams and all of that.
Right, but between the two teams, like the storyline about the seasons of these two teams right now, like in week 3, do you remember what the big talking point was at the time? I don't know if you remember.
It wasn't really
the Bills. It was the Dolphins. It was, if the Bills put one on the Dolphins, do they fire Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, that's right, because the planes were flying over the stadium at that point. Yeah, yeah.
The Dolphins had lost 33-8 to open the season at Indy, and then they lost 33-27 the following week at home to the Patriots. And the talk was, boy, if the Bills just run them out of Highmark Stadium, they have a Thursday night game. They have time to prepare a little mini bye, so to speak. Do they just fire Mike McDaniel? Like, that was the talking point. That didn't happen. They were competitive. I mean, the game came down to the final series.
Yeah, a blocked
punt. The Dolphins had a chance to tie it, and then Terrell Bernard had the interception, right?
Right, the interception, and also the roughing the kicker, running into whatever penalty was, too. That kind of helped them out big time there.
That's right, and there was Zach Sealer on the roughing the passer as well was a big one.
Yes.
And then the Bills go down, they get another field goal. The Bills win by 10 that game, 31-21. And the Dolphins keep their coach. And then, how many? 6 weeks later, they fire their general manager. So they're kind of in the same spot that what we talked about in week 3. It's not the coach, it's the GM. But it's a rudderless ship. It's got no direction. It's a team that's reeling. And the Buffalo Bills now come to town after winning 2 in a row, starting to feel better about themselves, yes, with some injuries, and a chance really to kind of, if the Dolphins aren't already buried, a chance to really bury the Dolphins, right? Because if you look at the Dolphins, they're thinking, okay, 2-7, their season, it's not really going anywhere. They'd have to go on a big run. But they also didn't trade everybody. Jalen Waddle's still there. Chubb is still there. And there was talk they were going to have this fire sale. It didn't happen. They did trade Jalen Phillips. So their season is about probably seeing what they have for parts next year. So they're going to maintain some of the talent they have. And that includes Tua right now and all of that, obviously. Then they'll make decisions. So I think Miami, at least, is looking at this game like, okay, maybe we can sneak one out here and see where we fit in and if we can feel better about ourselves. But at the end of the day, this should be a game where I think the Bills should just go down and take care of business.
Oh, yeah.
It is Miami week. Go ahead.
No, I think they totally should. This team
is
worse for wear than the last time you saw them. I know it's a divisional game, so like you can never really discount it. Things can get a little tricky, frisky, whatever you want to call it. But this should be just putting your knee on them and just, you know, declaring victory at this point. Like that's what this should be.
I agree. And honestly, the path to doing that, I could go one of two ways. It's a terrible Miami run defense. You could literally just say, okay, James Cook, let's go 200 yards, right? I mean, like, I know that's a little hyperbolic from my standpoint to say that. But I mean, like, you could do that way. Hey, the Bills are terrific at running the ball. By the way, Miami is terrible at defending the run, but then they stopped Bijan Robinson. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, like I've never experienced a more it's a week to week league than I feel like I have this season, because the Patriots handled the Falcons, but then the Falcons played their best game ever against the Bills, pretty much.
That's right. Miami, you want to know how bad they are stopping the run? They're actually worse than the Bills in yards per game given up.
Whoa.
145.6. The Bills are at 141. Now, the Bills are worse at yards per play, 5.36. Miami's still getting up 5 yards a run. James Cook comes to town. However, I could say, okay, James Cook, just do what you do. Bills run the ball. Get out of the game. Healthy, hopefully, come back home. You could say that. I could go the other way and go, Miami's pass defense is allowing over 7.2 yards a play, 27th in the NFL. They have no Jalen Phillips, probably no Chop Robinson. That's not official yet. Their secondary is really dipping into their depth because there's no Russell Douglas, most likely. So how about I just get the passing game going with Josh Allen and get on them early, because I also have James Cook, who's hobbled, and I don't need him carrying the ball 25 times.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that, too.
That was my thought. I feel like it could be a big passing game just because you don't want to put too much on Cook with him being on the injury report and everything.
Speaking of the injury report, we will get to that with Sean McDermott, who's going to join me about an hour from now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. Yes, it's Friday already. As I said, weeks go by fast, seasons go by fast, days go by long, but we're already here on a Football Friday, and it's brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. How are you feeling about this game? Are you just in the camp of, okay, like, just go there and take care of business? Or are you one of these Bills fans who say, no, this is the kind of game the Bills lose and I'm really nervous? Like, you can give me a call on that at 803-0550. Are you going to the game? A lot of Bills fans traveling down to South Florida. A lot of Bills fans live down in Florida, the Sunshine State, or other southeastern states. They'll go to the game. Always a huge Bills contingent. I expect Bills Mafia to really show up in this game, because honestly, like, Miami Dolphins fans are pretty much front runners, and I've experienced this. Early in the season, if they're playing pretty well, you'll get a nice, loud Miami Stadium rooting on their team. If you get a team that's not performing well, especially later in the year, they are just checked out and like, yeah, just sell my ticket. I'll go to Hard Rock and hang out at the club, or you can just take my ticket and go and I'll do something else. Like, that's just the way it is. So I think Bills fans are going to show up in droves in this game, like Carolina. Carolina might have been over 50% Bills fans, and I'm not kidding you. I think that's what we're going to see in this game in Miami, and that'll be a really nice boost for the Bills, who go on the road, who need another victory to keep pace with the New England Patriots, who play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will talk about that game and other games here as the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls on. Not only, though, excuse me, not only are we going to have Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m., we're going to get with Paul Hamilton at 10:30 a.m. Yes, at the bottom of this hour, we will talk Sabres. I have some thoughts on that in a moment. I want to bring Owen in as well as Joe here in just 1 second. And we're going to get with Pat Hammer at 11:30. So Paul at 10:30, McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour, Pat Hammer at 11:30. If you're going down to South Florida, we'll have a weather check for you. So a lot on the table, and of course, your phone calls. 803-0550 is the telephone number. You can always hit me up at Sal Sports on X. And of course, whether you call, you tweet, whatever it is, that is getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So I love the Sabres. I love watching the Sabres. This is a two-part story, okay? It's a two-part story. And I'm going to bring Owen in here because I know that you do too, Owen, but you grew up in a household where your dad is very similar to me, I think, in this regard, right? Like, your dad's a little bit older than me, but we're of the same kind of mind and age growing up and what it meant to us going to games and watching games and back in the 80s. And not to get too nostalgic, it's Miami week, folks, so we get nostalgic here sometimes. But this is a two-part story. Left the game against Utah. They lose in overtime. And I'm sitting in my car. I'm in the parking garage, and I'm leaving. I got my son Max with me. My son Max is 12 years old. He's never seen a playoff hockey game in Buffalo. He's never seen his team play in the playoffs. Much like many of you never saw the Bills in the playoffs for many years during the drought, and we heard those stories. Same thing. I'm sitting in my car, and I'm just like getting, like, I'm kind of, you know, you ever do one of those things, like you're in your car, and you kind of just kind of bang your fist because you're thinking internally about something, right? And that happens. You ever do that, right? Oh, yeah. Owen, Joe, oh, right? Yeah. It happens, right?
For sure. All the time.
And Max says to me, he goes, Dad, what's wrong? And I go, I'm sorry, buddy. It's a true story. I said, I'm sorry, man. I just want the playoffs so bad. I want it for you. I just want it so bad. Like, since I moved back to Buffalo, by the way, in 2011, I haven't seen the playoffs. Now, I saw playoffs before that, but like, I just want it for you. And I want the playoffs so bad. And that's a game you need to win. That's a game you need to win. Just get that home. Like, it's 2 points. It's huge. And, you know, and Max, you know, and I think it's because he's 12 and he hasn't seen the playoffs and he's like, he doesn't know that competitive part of it to get to that level. He's like, well, they got a point. And I'm like, you're right, buddy. They got a point, but you got to win that. So then last night, two-part story. Last night, I'm like, here we go. All right. You got a terrible defensive / goaltending team coming to town in St. Louis with a goaltender who can't stop a beach ball right now. Okay. And Hofer, you got a Sabres team that is supposed to be much better at defending in their own end, and they have talent to score goals, we know that, and needs a win at home against this kind of bottom-dweller Western Conference team at this point. Go win this game. Win 3-1. I don't care. I know you have injuries at forward. Whatever it is, this guy's not going to stop anything. One goal in last night, Owen. One goal in.
Yep.
I was so mad and frustrated. I said, I am turning on football. I am not turning this back unless I look on my score app and they tie the game. Like, that's how frustrated I was. I could not bring myself to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, the building last night, the Sabres started that game, the opening 5 minutes, playing what I thought was well. They came out flying. They did what they should have done against a tired St. Louis team that isn't really any good. They moved their feet, they forechecked, and they got after them. And I don't know why they got away from that, what they saw that made them think they could get cute or that led to the decline in play that we saw. But that result last night and that effort overall is, it's tough to understate how disappointing it was. I said in my post-game tweet after, like, this is as disappointing a loss as they've had all year. And
100%.
I think that you'll have a hard time if this season doesn't, either way this season goes, really, that will be something that sticks out in my mind. That game, that effort, and that result. against that team in that spot. Like, there was so much going for you in that game last night. Not only does Hofer struggle this year in general, but he got thrown into a game the night before because Binnington got lit up. So he had played half a game the night before and was coming in off of travel to come face your team in playing behind the worst defensive team in the league. And they couldn't do anything. They generated some chances, but that isn't worth anything when you can't bury. And the building felt hostile, and I think it makes sense that it did. And it just, it's really tough to put into words how difficult that loss is, especially now heading on to this road trip where they're going out west and they've got to face some really good teams. And they're going to have to pick up some points to stay alive in a tight Eastern Conference on the road. And like, if they go 1-4 or 1-3 or 0-4 on this road trip, that could be the year. You'll be in a hole that you can't dig out of.
No, you're right about that. Folks, I want to put it in perspective right now because I understand that it's so interesting. You look at the standings. If you win your next game, okay, you're a point away from a wild card. Not bad. But that's the frustrating part. They are 5-9. That's the record. The record is 5-9. They've lost 9 games. 5 in regulation, 4 in overtime or shootout. They've won 5 games, 4 in regulation. Okay? They're 5-0, so give them the win. They won in the shootout against Washington. Great. 5-9. That is the record of the Buffalo Sabres right now. Not 5-5-4. I understand that's what it says in the standings. They have 5 wins against 9 losses, 4 wins in regulation. Do you remember over the last few years, okay, I think we all do, how there were a couple of times, maybe last year was one of these years, where Kansas City was getting all the, oh my God, I can't believe they win these games. But even before that, 2022, I think, comes to mind here for this with the Buffalo Bills, where it's like, oh my God, the one seed is there. Go get it, right? The one seed is there. It's like this year.
Yep.
Like, the one seed is there. Go get it. And they just couldn't get it over. That's what this reminds me of in a totally different realm, but it's the same thing with the Sabres where, dude, the East is not that good now.
No.
This is your chance to do this. What are we doing?
You are seeing the fall of what has been in the Atlantic the strongest division in the league for years. You've got Florida struggling. They're older. They're, I think, taking a step back. Tampa, same boat. Boston, same boat. Montreal, Ottawa, and Detroit are really your competition here. Toronto, I think, is similar to Florida and Tampa. They're depleted. They lost Marner.
Yes.
They look different and not anywhere near as dangerous as they have. This is as good an opportunity as the Sabres have ever had to make the playoffs based on their division. And they have, frankly, fumbled away far too many points just this early in the season to really take them that seriously right now. They cannot. The overtimes are great, but two of the three of those overtimes, or three even, you give up third period goals and give up leads in the third period to give away points to teams in your division. It is, you are gifting this back to these teams that do not, they're asking you to come up and take it from them. And yes, you are handing it right back to them.
Let's go through it real quick. I'll look at it. Here's your Eastern Conference standings right now. And I'll get, hey, New Jersey is a really good team, right? The Devils are very, very good. We know that. They have a lot of talent. They do a lot of things. Montreal. The Montreal Canadiens right now have 20 points. They're 9-5 overall. Yes, I know they've done some nice things. Cole Caulfield, they're a nice team. They have some young players. Pittsburgh, old, playing over their heads. Whatever. They're not going to keep this up. Pittsburgh has 20 points right now. Carolina, very good. Detroit, to me, and Buffalo and Detroit are on the same plane, kind of, right? You just, they're these teams that are right there. Right. I think you can really compare their rosters, pretty talented. But how about this? Boston, old. I don't care. 9-7, 18 points. Toronto, old and injured right now. 8-6 right now, 17 points. Philadelphia Flyers, who the hell knows what they are going to do every year? They have this early spurt. They fall off. Tampa Bay, Washington, both old. Florida, old and injured. Ottawa, not really sure. Can never get consistency out of them. The New York Islanders, what? they're kind of in transition mode. I don't even know what direction they want to go necessarily.
They've been in
the Rangers. I hate saying this about a great Sabre all time. I think the Rangers GM screwed them up, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what the heck he was doing over the last year and a half. Everything's there.
It almost feels like you have to actively try not to make it, like the way the division is, right?
With the talent that you've got, even with, you know, taking Paterka out of the lineup and the injury to Norris, what they have shown the ability to play like in the stretches that they have played well is easily good enough to get them into a playoff spot in this season, in this conference. They just need to be able to perform the way that they are clearly capable of performing consistently. And that is, has that not been the story of what they've struggled with since when? Jack Eichel? Like, it's been forever that this team has shown flashes of being able to be competitive and has players that are elite. And they just, time and time again, when the pressure cranks up, they crack. And they need to, something needs to change with them DNA wise to get them through this. Because it is, to they cannot think that this same, the same things cannot continue to hurt you. And they keep happening. The same players struggle in the same moments. And it just, it cannot continue.
That's okay. Let me go to a phone call because Bill at Amherst wants to chime in on that very point. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yeah, guys. It's the old adage: you're only as good as your best players, right? And that usually proves out in any sport. I haven't seen much out of Tage Thompson this year. I don't know if the rest of the league is caught up with him, but he just doesn't. I don't know. I just don't see it. Darlene, you know. Dahlin spends too much time in a penalty box. He falls down in a 3-on-3, and that ends a game. I just don't see enough out of our best players. I know we've got some injuries, but, you know, Thompson's got to be better. Even Tuck's been okay, but you need more out of these guys. That's my story.
Thank you. You had something on Tage this morning, you said.
Tage is producing at a level that you can't really complain about his impact. So it's difficult to have this conversation, but he is not playing good hockey to me. He almost looks to me like a Harlem Globetrotter trying to play in the NBA. He is out there and he's supremely talented. He has all the skill in the world. He can do everything you want a hockey player to do. But I think there are moments where his brain turns off and he just sees skilled plays that he wants to make and he forces it. And he gets pucks taken off him off the wall. He ends up skating himself into trouble. He dives after pucks, you know, in the neutral zone when he should be clogging lanes. And it just has not been good enough from him. And the same with Darlene.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Same with power. Like, there are guys that you need to be performing. They have been really dragged to the wins that they have gotten by players like Josh Doan and Zach Benson, who are not your top end players. They are your middle six players. They are guys that are supposed to contribute and help out when the big guys are struggling, which is what they're doing, but the big guys cannot struggle for 15 straight games. That is not a recipe for winning. You cannot rely on Zach Benson to be your leading goal scorer in his third year in the league. That is not realistic. And that's where they're at right now. Like, Tage, Tuck, and Dahlin, those three have been playing okay. They're producing fine. But the way, if you watch them, zoom in on them individually every night, you will see a handful of plays from each guy that will drive you mad. And you just cannot have that at that level of consistency and hope to be a competitive NHL squad. It just doesn't happen. And Tage, I have faith he will figure it out. I think once he gets that into the swing of the season, he always starts a little slow. But there are things he needs to clean up that are easy, and just it's a choice to make to play smarter, more responsible hockey. And I think with that will come increased production, because he'll be in better spots and he'll be trusted more. And it needs to be better. It just needs to be better. That's the bottom line.
We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Paul Hamilton on the Sabres, and then the weekend, I promise we'll talk all football and Bills after that. But I think there's a parallel here between the Sabres and the team that they're facing this weekend. The Bills are facing this weekend. We just talked about this. I just did a Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with David Ferones of Miami, the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And yeah, I mean, when you think about like where they are, their organization, their decisions, where they've been, where the direction is in the future, and you just don't know. And you're like, how do you compete knowing what the roster is, what the landscape is around you, and where you've been so far, and the decisions that have added up? And that's what it feels like is going on here with the Sabres. But hey, you want the good news? You want the silver lining? They're still only 3 points back of a wild card spot because of what we said. The East is just not that good right now, and it's certainly not top heavy. There are opportunities here for you to catch up. We'll get with Paul. We'll do Sabres a little bit here with him, and then we'll get into the Bills and the Dolphins and the matchup this weekend in Miami. Sal Capaccio with you in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills, Dolphins, it's Miami week. We'll talk about that and get Paul's thoughts on that as well after this timeout. All right, Paul Hamilton joins me here on the Wester Hotline. Paul, last night down at the arena, watched the Sabres, like many of you, lose 3-0 to the St. Louis Blues, and I'm still scratching my head over it and frustrated about it. And Paul, I have to be honest, I just told our listeners here, after the first goal, the shorthanded goal, I said, I am just going to turn on football and I cannot watch this. I'm so frustrated. Overreaction. I mean, the numbers seem to indicate the Sabres just got maybe a bit unlucky. And I know Rasmus Dahlin talked about it. Or was this a game where they just did not play well enough and deserve what they got?
A little bit of both. I mean, Lindy Ruff pointed out is absolutely true. I mean, right before the shorthanded goal, Doan on the power play gets a pass. Quinn puts a nifty move on, gives him a great pass. He's right there in the crease. And a great glove save by Hoffer. Seconds later, Quinn turns the puck over. You don't get a big save from Lukanen. Not an easy save, but winning teams get that save. And that's 1-0. And it could have been 1-0. Who knows how the game changes if the power play goal goes in and it's 1-0 Buffalo instead of 1-0 St. Louis. So, you know, and but through it all, I mean, the second goal, Lukanen will want back. There's no question. But at the end of the day, he only gave up 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot, you know.
Nope.
You still should be able to win a hockey game at home when you give up 2 goals. But Tage Thompson, 3 of his 5 goals came in that 2-game series with Toronto. He just is in a huge slump. Alex Tuch only has 5 goals, and it's making him do things that maybe he shouldn't do. Like, for example, on the penalty kill at the end of the game, he gets the puck, produces a 2-on-1. The 2 he's with is Matthias Samuelsson, and Justin Falk, a veteran defenseman, does what he's supposed to do. He takes the pass away. Goaltender has the shooter. The defenseman has the pass, so you don't get a layup. Well, Alex Tuch is a 36-goal scorer, and he comes down the slot and decides to force a pass to Samuelsson, who has 9 goals in 220-some-odd NHL games. And it's like the pass had no chance to be completed, none. And I would want a 36-goal scorer to shoot 100 times out of 100 there, you know, to off the 2-on-1. But, that, you know, just things like that that are going on. But, they, you know, when you are as injured as they are, you can't have your key guys in slumps. And, you know, you're without Norris and Benson from your top line. You're without Zucker and Kulik, who could fill in on your top line. I mean, so they have a lot of very key injuries. That's why I said they were lucky to get a point against a very good Utah team with the people the Sabres had out. To me, they were lucky to get a point because that's a lot of injuries that are going to be hard for them to overcome. So, you know, fast forward now, look what's coming ahead. I mean, that's only their second regulation loss in 11, and they basically are just keeping their heads above water with tiebreakers.
Yeah, I mean, they're on a pace for 82 points. I mean, right?
Yeah.
A point a game. It's not that's not nearly good enough, despite the fact that the rest of the East isn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, to sit there and have 2 regulation losses in 11 games and to be just keeping your head above water is kind of crazy. I mean, you should be sprinting ahead by doing that because you got away with your 3-game losing streak to start the year, and now you play much better, but you're not getting anywhere. And here comes this 4-game road trip against Carolina, who you normally do not play well in that rink at all. Colorado, that's not one of their favorite rinks. And Detroit.
Utah.
We saw what a good team they are.
Yep.
And then Detroit. They could wind up ending this with a 6-game losing streak. You know, and now here we are again, if that happens. So their key guys have got to get this figured out, and they've got to get it figured out now because they can't afford to go on the road and lose to 3 teams right off the bat after you lose your last 2 at home, because then you are going to be behind. Then you are going to be in last place in the conference, and then it's going to be catch-up mode for the rest of the year. So their key players have got to get this figured out, and they got to get it figured out now.
There was so much talk when the schedule came out, Paul. 10 of the first 14 games at home. Well, we're there now. It's 14 games. They played 10 at home. Now they're going on the road. They did not do what they needed to do in those 10 home games out of 14. They have 5 total wins, 4 in regulation. They're 5-9. That's their record, 4 regulation wins. That said, as you just laid it out, tough games coming up on the road. You know how these things go with hockey teams. Is this the type of team that maybe getting away from home a little bit here could be a little bit better for them? I mean, we saw that last year in November, right around this same time when they went to San Jose and they come out and like, oh my God, they're in a playoff spot. But then everything went terrible after that, obviously. But that was a nice road trip for them.
No, but don't forget, 2 of those road losses were right in the beginning. I mean, in their last 8 home games are 5-1-2.
Yep.
So they got the home thing kind of straightened out a little bit and became a pretty good home team. So I would say once they got past that 3-game losing streak, they did take advantage of their home schedule until these last 2 games against Utah and against St. Louis. So, you know, I guess I would push back a little bit on that just because, unfortunately, it took them 3 games to get it going.
Sure.
You know, those 3 games were unacceptable. They were being outworked. They weren't playing well at all. And through it all, they still were in 1-goal games and easily could have maybe picked up points in all 3, even though they played poorly. But still, the fact remains is they started the season on a 3-game losing streak and played poorly. At least they stopped it at 3, and it didn't turn into 7. It didn't turn into 10. It didn't turn into 13. And that's what I would say should worry a fan right now is, do they get players back on Saturday? Even if they get players back, they have trouble winning in Carolina anyway, because Carolina is such a good team and it's just not a rink. Buffalo has never matched up well against them. And it's mm-hmm. not a rink they play well in. So I think that would be the worry right now. Is this the stretch where this is going to start getting away from this hockey team? And that's why they got to get their guys, their key guys, Dahlin, Tuck, and Thompson. They have to start playing up to their potential, and they have to start now. They can't go on this road trip and be 1-3 or 0-4.
Yeah, to your point, 5-3-2 at home overall, so you get 12 points out of that, which is not bad at all, but they have not won a road game yet, so this is their chance. They've only played 4 road games. They
they do have
0-2-2 right now, so we'll see. All right, let's talk about the injuries. Anything new to report from last night, whether that's guys coming back or guys that we're concerned about going forward?
Well, with Zucker, it's just he's extremely ill. That's why, you know, he missed 2 games, but you would hope by now that maybe, you know, he's starting to feel better. With fluid in the ear, which is a different way of just saying inner ear infection, who knows how long that will take. Maybe Kulik would be ready on Saturday also. And don't forget, the IR is retroactive. So they, even though they didn't go on IR that day, it goes back to the last game they played. So they are eligible to come off IR on Saturday if they're feeling well. So that certainly would help to be able to get those 2 players back. Maybe would help Tuck and Thompson to get rolling too, as far, because Tuck is had more great opportunities than Thompson has. Tuck has been producing a lot of great opportunities, and he's just being stopped by goaltenders. Thompson just doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of scoring opportunities lately. You know, Ruff kind of wants him to shoot more. And you know what, Sal? I don't think it was fair what they did to any of them last night. They, without practicing, put Thompson on a line with Osland and Roseanne. All that did for 40 minutes was have 2 young players go, where's Tage? Where's Tage? They were totally intimidated by Tage Thompson. Not that Tage Thompson was being a jerk, but they were intimidated by the presence of Tage Thompson. So instead of playing their game, they were looking for Tage Thompson all night long. Where's Tage? Where's Tage? We got to pass the puck to Tage. Where is he? And to me, it's just not fair. Why would you put the 3 of them together without even a practice together? You know, the first time they ever were together was on the lines in the beginning of the game in warm-up. And for 40 minutes, it was a colossal failure. And that was the next thing I was thinking is, why did you let this go for 40 minutes? It just wasn't, it was out of sync. It wasn't working at all. But I thought that was a huge mistake by Lindy Ruff. I don't think it was fair to the 2 young players. And I don't think it was fair to Thompson. Not necessarily that he did it, but he did it without letting them practice together.
Last thing on that same note, is it fair what's going on in the goaltending room right now? Because I see UPL out last night. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't need this guy to play right now, but Lions played well. I know that there's been some issues there, and I know health plays into this and illnesses and all that kind of stuff, but I just feel like, from my observation, the kind of holistically, Paul, that what they're doing at goaltending doesn't seem like it's benefiting the team right now.
Oh, again, the Lions been great. I mean, he just had the one game where it looked like he was starting to fatigue, so he had a night off and played great the next game. He was phenomenal.
Okay.
He went save for save against Utah. He was great in that game. It was just the one game where he started showing fatigue, and maybe that's what Ruff was waiting to see. Is all right, when he starts showing fatigue, we'll give him a night off, and that's what they did. And that's when Luukkonen came in and played really, really well. But again, you know, the second goal on Luukkonen yesterday was a goal that he would want back. And the first one, as I said, championship teams get a big save there. You know, when you know, there's a mistake like that and you're on a power play and there's a breakaway. It's not an easy save, but you would want a big save from your goaltender there. If you're going to be an elite number one goaltender, you got to help your team out there. You got to bail your guys out. And he didn't, but at the end of the night, he only gave up two, you know,
That's right. But
still it wasn't what you would want. But Lyon, I think, has been great. I don't think he's really slipped at all.
No, I agree with that. I guess I'm just wondering about just the rotation of them. And I know Ellis is there as well, and we saw some nice things from him. But you're right, he needs a night off. They have rotated each of the last four games, by the way. Lyon, UPL, Lyon, UPL. Back to Lyon, I guess, on Saturday night then, I would guess then.
And Ellis finally dressed for a game. He hadn't dressed since, he had the back spasms. So Ellis did dress for the game as the backup for the first time since the back spasm. So that tells us that he's ready to hop in net if needed. I kind of thought he might play against his old team last night, but, you know, Luukkonen was coming off a very good game. So I understand why. I mean, he's supposed to be their number one goaltender. So you saw a number one goaltender in the game before. So it's like, okay, let's see what we got here. Let's try it again. Well, you didn't see a number one goaltender last night. So what happens? All right, Lyon plays. Somebody's going to have to play either in Utah or in Denver. It's back-to-back. So is it Ellis? Is he going to get another opportunity? Or are they going to see where Lukanen's at? He's saying, all right, he just had one bad game, one good game. Where is he at? But somebody's going to have to play other than Lyon in that two-game against Utah and Denver in the back-to-back situation.
Paul, what's the first Bills-Dolphins game you remember?
Bills-Dolphins game? Do I have to date myself? I can go back to the 60s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I do remember the colors of the game, Miami, okay, and, you know, the dolphin in the pool and
the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, the Orange Bowl and Howard Twilley and that group. I think they might have had a guy named George Wilson at quarterback at some point back then.
Wow.
I don't know if Greasy was in the 60s. I know he was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if it was.
And you remember the 20 straight in the 70s, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Remember that. There's no question about that. But, I guess I date myself a little bit.
It's all right. Joe Ferguson was the legend of the game last week with Jim Kelly. It's really good to see him on the field, by the way.
And yeah,
he's
yeah.
The first, was he, he's the Bills' first quarterback I remember.
Yep. No, I remember Jack Kemp. Again, I don't remember much of – I don't remember him playing. I just remember the name, hearing Jack Kemp and Daryl LaMonica's name being brought up around the house. But, of course, back then you don't see that many Bills games because the home games aren't on TV. And, there's really not that big a coverage. The road games are on TV, but I was pretty young back then. I don't really remember too much of that.
I just remember the Orange Bowl, and it was always Cricky and Trumpy, right, doing the games with the Bills down in Miami growing up in the 1980s. Hey, Paul, enjoy your weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. And, of course, at PHAM1717, WGR550.com. Thanks a lot, man.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Hamilton. And, of course, his appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. A quick timeout here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. We'll get to hour number two, 11 a.m. hour, is when Sean McDermott joins us here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, we are heading to the top of the hour, and then we're going to get to 11 a.m. And in the 11 a.m. hour, we're going to talk with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We have a lot to get to as far as the Bills injury report is concerned for this weekend's game at the Miami Dolphins. Bills take on the Dolphins. And look, the Bills need a victory here to keep pace with the New England Patriots. We're going to talk all about all the games going on in the NFL, but that is a monster game between the Patriots and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are going to have a lot to say about what happens in the AFC East over the next couple weeks, because they play the Patriots and then they play the Bills. But in the meantime, the Bills just have to take care of business. What is the line? Are the Bills favored by more than a touchdown? They have to be more than a touchdown on Miami, right?
I think more than a touchdown, yeah.
Okay. Looking right now, hold on. I thought I saw 9. There's no way, right? Yep, 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5. In some markets.
On the road.
9.5 in some markets. Oof. As well. So.
Okay, well, we'll see. Tonight, I noticed that tonight it is Green Bay basketball team. Wisconsin Green Bay is playing at UB. Did you know this tonight?
I did not.
And the Green Bay head coach is Mike Gottlieb. So you're like probably thinking you might have no idea what I'm talking about right now, to be honest with you, Joe, but I'm about to tell you, like, Mike Gottlieb, if you follow college basketball and you're my age at all, and you went to Syracuse especially or Big East, you kind of just don't like Mike Gottlieb. So I'm like literally thinking, should I go to the game tonight and just sit behind the Green Bay bench and heckle Mike Gottlieb?
Just to root That's against what him and heckle him? That'd be cool.
Just to heckle Mike Gottlieb. I might just want to do that tonight, to be honest with you. I'm not going to. I'm a better man than that. All right? I don't want to be viral all over the place. Here, look at this radio host, Bills sideline reporter Sal Capaccio, just sitting behind Mike Gottlieb and heckling him, right?
No,
don't
want
to do
look.
That. But honestly, no, he's fun to do that with because he's kind of been like a Syracuse prodder and Syracuse hater over the years. And he went to Notre Dame and there was this credit card scandal and he got kicked out and people give him crap for it. And he's a radio host. He's still hosting his radio show while he's the head coach of this team. It's weird, man.
That's cool, though.
Doing yeah, I know, both, right? I know. It's cool that way, too.
For the station, you get the inside information from the source, right? You don't have to interview
I know. Him. Well, he was on, like, ESPN for a long time, and it was always like, yeah. And he was, like, you know how you have a perception of announcers. They don't like your team, right? You know that, right?
Well, yeah, like Collinsworth.
This guy just hates me. Look at Collinsworth. He hates us, right?
Like everybody
says. That's Gottlieb in Syracuse, by the way. That's just what it is. So,
okay.
On behalf of many Syracuse Orange fans and alum around the country, I was thinking about volunteering my services to go to the game tonight and heckle Mike Gottlieb, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I actually do have another event to go to. Otherwise, I might do that. Not really. All right, we're going to take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are going to talk with Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the other side of this, and we'll get an injury report, an update on what's going on with the Bills and their game in Miami. And then, of course, Pat Hammer is going to come your way at 11:30 a.m. here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.